Welcome back. Welcome back. Hour two of the Home Improvement Show. You know, we will be cutting out for Cardinals, but don't fret. If you need your home improvement help, if you've got some questions, you want to be able to get in. Boy, during the Cardinals is quite the time because we've got a lot of Cardinal fans here. Everybody's here. They want to listen to the game. Cards fans, stay right on KMOX, but home improvement fans, you need more help, jump over 97.1 FM. I will be there. Same number, same deal, same everything. You can find me there. And for right now, give me a call, 314-436-7900. We had some great calls and some great questions in the first hour and really got through quite a bit. So, for Dan with his couple switches that don't seem to work anything, that can be a lot of time, a lot of challenges trying to figure out what that is. But again, I would recommend look inside there, take the cover off, make sure something's wired to it, look around in the kitchen, jump up on top of the cabinets, make sure there's nothing up there, make sure there's nothing inside any of the base or upper cabinets that maybe they had something there, some kind of accent lighting. If you have glass doors and maybe in that cabinet there's some accent lighting or an outlet for some accent lighting, that switch works. So good luck rummaging around there. You may end up with an electrician to help you out with that. And then everything, boy, we had Jim talking about drywall cracks in about a 20-year-old home. This is definitely something that can be challenging and really trying to figure it out. I have a house right now that I'm working with that they have a coffered type ceiling, like a raised ceiling in the center of their master bedroom and cracks at all the corners on the lower portion where that was raised up and reframed, and very, very hard to see exactly what's going on with all the insulation. So there, you know, I suspect there's something going on with that framing that probably just needs to be mounted better, attached a little bit better, maybe bolted instead of just nailed, maybe screwed instead of just nailed, maybe adding some more and doubling some things up to stiffen some areas to help keep that all from moving. But the house doesn't have a lot of signs of the foundation moving. It doesn't have a lot of cracks or signs on the outside that lead me towards the house is kind of doing something as a whole. But there's a lot of reasons, and heat, temperature, humidity, there's a lot, you know, that can swell and move the wood. That all plays into it, as well as how well is it insulated. Are you keeping the heat from the attic or the cold from the attic, and the heat when you're in the winter when you're trying to heat the house, are you keeping that separate very well? So if you have anything like this going on happening, we can try and help you out. Got something you're just curious about, or a task maybe you're going to start and have some questions about the best way to get through it? 314-436-7900 is going to find me right here. We've got plenty of time, and we've got the rest of this hour coming into 97.1 FM, so you can stick around with me again through all of that. And I have another thought that I've been going through about shower doors, because, shower doors, We had a call a little bit earlier in the first hour about the corrosion on the handle and how do I get the handle off and what's the best things to do there. Well, that's the same kind of corrosion, minerals, everything that gets on your shower doors and all of that soap scum, the minerals from the water getting on the glass can be very difficult to clean, to keep off of there. And glass it looks smooth, but when you really look at it under a microscope very closely, it is full of tiny pores and little kind of microscopic pits in that glass. So when that water hits the surface, the minerals in that water, the calcium, the magnesium, all that soap residue kind of settle into those pores. And then once that dries, and as the moisture wicks out and that dries, it leaves that film, that residue on there. So there are some coatings that you can look at that are designed specifically to help prevent that. So if you're remodeling your bathroom, if you're in the market for a new shower door, you can look at getting a glass coating that will help repel that water and all of those minerals. And it is a great thing to do from the actual shower door company that's putting the shower door in. When they get the glass, they can treat this glass certain ways that can really kind of do like a fusion of this and make that last a really long time, so you can get up to like a 10-year warranty that it's going to repel water and help keep all of that off there. And it just beads up. It's exactly like sealing your concrete, same type of thing. Fill those pores, make that a smoother surface, bead that water up and run that off instead of having it sit there and then drying into it. And so there are coatings that you can buy also that if you have an existing or a new shower door that didn't come with that, there are different coatings that you can apply, you can purchase, and they're going to be kind of just like the concrete floor paint that we were talking about earlier. Is what you buy into, how long does it last? So there's some Rain-X type stuff that you're going to be applying all the time, every quarter, every 3 months. There's some that last a year or two, and looking at, and they're going to cost more as you get into the ones that are going to last a lot better. So when you start to compare it to a few $100 on top of your glass door to have a 10-year version, and you don't have your time and all that repeat maintenance, it's a great thing to do. But hey, we got Cardinals coming up. We're going to take our first break here. And don't forget, jump over to 97.1, 314-436-7900. We'll find me there right after the break. All right, welcome back. Welcome back and welcome in 97.1 FM. I love that crowd too. Let's see what we could do, how we can help. If you're out there, what do you need? What's happening at your home? Anything you need around your home, from the basement all the way up to the roof shingles, how it's ventilated, the ridge vent at the peak highest point of that roof. We can get into all of that and any of that. 314-436-7900. Get you in right here today. We've got plenty of time and plenty to come up and see how we can help. Again, 314-436-7900. Now, looking at, we were just talking about the shower doors and the coatings that you can get on those shower doors that can help repel the water, beat it off, help battle and fight and keep that soap scum and keep that shower clean, looking nice, keep the glass clear. And so if you have a shower door and you don't have a coating like that, there's some mistakes out there that a lot of us make in trying to maintain or clean those shower doors, and to try and keep that off of there. It can frustrate a lot of homeowners. They never seem, when those glass doors never seem to stay clean, it can be very frustrating. And we talk about that coating on the glass with new shower doors when we're remodeling bathrooms quite a bit, because that's a big hot topic. And it's one of the reasons that people are like, oh, I clean it. It comes back. I just can't keep it off there. It's actually a reason that brings people towards remodeling their bathroom, making changes to it, and trying to, make the bathroom better. So really, looking at, how often you clean that glass. So waiting too long to clean your glass door can really be the number one, probably biggest mistake that you can make, just because that soap scum and the hard water stains, it builds up, it gets in the pores, in the little grooves. Well, and it'll build up in layers on top of layers. So the longer they sit, the harder it will be to remove them. So a light cleaning once a week is a lot easier than trying to remove 4, 5, 6 months of buildup with heavy scrubbing and trying to use different products and really get that off there. It could just be, so if you think of it like the plaque on your teeth, what is, your dentist is like, come in, get a cleaning every 6 months, if you take it off a little bit at a time more often, it's just that regular maintenance makes the whole job much easier. So another mistake is using abrasive scrub pads to try to clean that. It's a big one. People grab steel wool, those green scrub pads, or heavy duty scouring pads, thinking it's gonna kind of cut through that. And the problem is that they can scratch the glass, or if there is a protective coating that's just older and it's not working as well as it used to, that's going to make that protective coating scratch away and wear off even worse, even quicker, when you're using a real abrasive. So you really want something softer, and you want to have your cleaning products actually do the work. And we were just talking about it earlier of like how sometimes it's just a matter of doing it a lot, doing it more and more, and taking the time to spray stuff on there, let it sit, do a little bit, spray stuff, let it sit. It could be a few day project that you're doing a little bit at a time each day to really let the product help work that off of there without a lot of scratching or any type of real abrasive pad for it. So, and then of course the wrong type of cleaners is another big mistake of having a cleaner that's not meant for what the buildup is. And when you think of the mineral buildup from hard water, so it's not just the soap, but it's also the hard water. And as that water dries and evaporates, then all of the minerals left are really etching into the pores of that glass. So you're looking for something to help with mineral type cleanup of what's in the water. So you're looking for like a mild acidic cleaners, like lemon. People say use lemon for this. Well, because there's a lot of acid in it. So vinegar based solutions is the same, to try and dissolve those mineral deposits instead of just scrubbing them and spreading them around and trying to get them out of there with that good old elbow grease. Let the right product, sometimes the simplest cleaner in the house works the best. even better than more expensive specialty products because it's just the right thing for that particular issue. So, and another mistake people make is just forgetting about the water itself. So, you know, here's something that homeowners don't realize is if your home has hard water, the minerals in that water are constantly depositing on the glass every time that you shower. So it really, that's why in some homes that glass looks cloudy after just a few weeks. Installing a water softener and taking care of the water can actually help in that issue, getting the minerals out of the water, and then using that protective glass coating can then dramatically slow down that buildup. So between the two, that can really help out. And then the number five, the biggest mistake is really letting that water dry on the glass, because that's how that those minerals get on there and dry out and get so hard, is they're getting in there as the water dries on the glass. It leaves the minerals behind as the water evaporates. And that's where those white spots come from. So the soap is kind of the same way. It leaves the soap behind as it evaporates off of that door. So when you ask professional shower door glass installers, they will all tell you the same thing. For the simplest trick in the world and the most effective way to keep that from happening is to keep a small squeegee in the shower. And when you're done showering, just take 10, 15 seconds to just squeegee that down to the bottom, pull that water off of that glass. And that little simple, quick habit can really, if you get a new shower door and you do have the coating on it, and you actually do that with the squeegee every time you shower, I'm going to say that coating with that 10-year warranty is going to last 20 years plus, because you are getting rid of, you're just helping it last longer, because as it's working and trying to bead that water off, anything that's left, that's how the coating is wearing off and going away. So if you're taking the rest of that off there, and I would imagine the first 10 years of that new shower door, having the coating is going to make that the actual squeegee method probably only take you 5 seconds instead of 10 or 15 or 20. So it depends a little bit on how complicated that door is, and the least amount of frame that you have on the door, the better you are for that squeegeeing off and having that work for you. But if your shower doors always seem cloudy, just kind of remember that formula. Clean them regularly, avoid abrasive scrub pads, use the right cleaners to get it off. Understand your water quality, and is there something you could do to help that with a water softener to make it easier for you? And then again, squeegee, don't let that water dry on the glass, and you're going to be a lot better off. It's going to help that maintenance last and just be so much easier. So, hey, we're going to take our middle hour break here, but don't forget, I'm here. I can help you. Whatever you got going on, 314-436-7900. Get you in. Right now, we've got another half hour set back for everybody, so don't fret. We'll have plenty of time for you and more home improvement right on the other side of this break. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here, sitting in the big chair for you today, seeing how we can help you out. What is going on at your casa right now? What is happening? I know we've had some weather changes. I know it's we've had some warmer, and it's getting cold and warm and cold and warm, and I know that's kind of driving everybody a little crazy. But I know we've had some weather to get outside and actually get some outside work started, cut the grass for the first time, clean up all the leaves that came around from winter, and get everything cleared out. And so, did you walk around the house? Did you take a look around the house and really look for anything odd, anything out of place? You don't really have to know it and completely understand it. But if you see, look closely at the roof and look for discoloration, look for dark spots on the roof. Sometimes you'll see a kind of a perfect rectangle. It looks about a foot wide and maybe 5 inches tall or so, and it's just a black rectangle. So the dark underneath there on the back side of that shingle underneath the top portion with the color, it means you could have tabs of your shingles that are blowing off. So look for any discrepancies like that just visually from the ground. You don't have to actually get up on the roof. And another thing for your gutters, you want to kind of walk around and really look and look at them from the side, like running down. Don't just look at them from looking at that side of the house, but go to the corner of the house and really look from the ground down from back to front and see if it looks like that gutter is still tight to the fascia or not. If it's tipping at all, leaning down or not, it should be real flat looking from that side edge. So that can definitely indicate that there's water getting behind it and some of the wood's rotting and the gutters are pulling away. That's typically why that is going on for the most part. And it's also good to do this in the rain. I'm telling you right now, if you grab an umbrella during a decent rainstorm and walk around and see what's happening, when the water comes out, see if anything's overflowing, because that can cause some leaks in some areas, and none of that is good. So looking at just inspect, look for different new cracks, look for anything that looks out of place. I could tell you, like at my house a few years ago, we had some ants coming in the house, kind of in the kitchen area, the eat-in, kind of between the kitchen and the eat-in area. And my wife was seeing all these ants. And so I walked outside to find the kind of look at the foundation, look at the siding, see where these ants, because you'll see their line coming in and out. They'll be coming in and out, and there will be like a line of them, and you can kind of pinpoint where it's happening. And so I went outside to find that, or see if I could track where these ants are and kind of attack them from the outside to keep them from coming in, and found termite tracks on my foundation in a couple areas of where these ants were kind of happening. And I knew that they hadn't been there really super long, because it was summertime probably. And I had power washed that entire side of the house in the spring. And so I knew at least within a few months, couple months, those trails were not there. So I knew I was catching it early, and I knew it had just happened. But if I wouldn't have had the ants and wouldn't have walked to take that look, how long might that have gone before I noticed cutting the grass or something like that? So it's just really, really good to take that look around and see just what you can see, and then you can guide towards the professional that can help you there, and like mine. So of course I guided towards the right professional to eliminate the termites And of course, I'm in this industry, so I know how to do some things. So where they were on my garage wall, I definitely went inside my garage and I pulled off some of the drywall and I started spraying and killing them. And I knew I didn't have to do that because the way you treat for termites, it will take care of them in the wall. So they'll come in and out pretty much constantly, almost within every 24-hour span, all of the termites that are in the wall will come back out into the ground and then go back up into the wall. And they don't really eat wood. They eat like the cellulose in the wood. And that's why it will remain looking like wood that's been hollowed out, because they're only eating portions of it. They eat the paper. They like the cellulose, like they eat the paper on the back of the drywall. And so I didn't necessarily need to do that to have them treated properly. But for me, it was like, I don't care. I can hang some drywall. I can fix some stuff. I wanted to try and start tackling this as much as I could immediately. I almost felt assaulted, like, oh my gosh, these things in my house. And then what I did, I learned something new all the time in dealing with all these different trades and professions and everything that we do. Well, what I learned was that not only kind of what they say about termites is basically, if you haven't had termites or been treated for termites, you're pretty much just waiting to get them. At some point, almost every house is probably going to end up with them somehow or another. So, but what I did learn was that when the termites show up and they invade the ground around your house, they drive the ants away. They drive the ants out of the ground. So that's why we had the ants coming in, because the termites are pushing them. They're looking for a new home. And I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. I didn't realize that. And I thought that was really cool, but got everything treated, did the right thing. Haven't had a problem since. Definitely making sure that you get your termite inspection every year after that is the only thing that helps keep any type of termite warranty from your treatment. So what I did like, so I had Holper's pest control do my termite treatment for me. And one of the things that I absolutely loved about them and what they do and how they do it is that they will contact me every year. So think about your house. I do this often, and I often talk about myself as I know a lot about the house. I work on the house. I can perform a lot of this work myself, but yet I refer to myself as the shoemaker with the kids that run around without shoes because you're so busy, you don't have time to make shoes for everyone else, but you don't make shoes for your kids. We do the same thing with our house. So think of how easy it would be to miss calling in for that yearly termite inspection. So having a company like Holper's Pest Control that literally calls me every year and says, hey, guess what? It's time for your inspection. Let's get it set up. We set it up. They pick the date. They send me a link, email me a link. I pay it electronically, and it is the easiest thing in the world, and it happens automatically every year, and I don't have to be the one to worry about, am I losing my warranty on this termite treatment because I forgot to keep track of something? And we all know how hard it is to keep track of everything in your life, with your home, with your job, with your kids, with everything, parents, everything that you do. It all just kind of changes in what you're struggling with or doing in your life just kind of changes by the age of the children, the age of the parents, everything that you're doing. So it is hard to do that. So I really did. That is one of the reasons I chose them, is knowing that I would be covered that way and it would work really well. And I wouldn't, they would help me worry about making sure that happens. So that's just a great service. And it's kind of the, what talking earlier about setting great expectations, all the things that we do here at Mosby Building Arts, trying to crush expectations for the industry, how they happen. That is one of the biggest complaints that you see and that you hear, is that someone just didn't understand. They didn't know what they were getting. They were surprised. So eliminating the extras, eliminating the surprise, getting an understanding on everything is the goal in what we're trying to achieve. And so when I found that similar system in another company for my termite treatment, it was a very easy answer for me. It was like, yep, you know what? I'm going to love that and I'm going to appreciate that. So I'm going to take that route and go that way. But hey, if you have anything for me, we got another segment coming up for you. Don't fret. We can get your questions in the next segment. 314-436-7900 is where and how you're going to find me. So if you have anything going on, feel free to jump on the line and we'll get to you. We're going to take a short break and we will get with you right after the break. All right, welcome back. Here we are, final segment of the 2-Hour Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you, and we've got Mary on the line. Let's jump straight in there and see how we can help Mary out. Mary, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For taking my call. Yes, I called, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and again, it's always at the end of the show. But I was talking about my toilet that I couldn't get the water turned off from the tank and it was leaking. And I ended up caulking the whole tube to the wall, to the tank, to under the tank, everywhere to stop the water from leaking because it was going from my upstairs through the floor to the downstairs. And it was late at night and I didn't know what else to do because I couldn't turn, the knob would not turn the water off. I couldn't get it to turn. It was stuck. So do I need to get a whole new toilet, or do you think a plumber can take some of that caulking off?
So toilets can be taken apart and rebuilt to stop those types of leaks, which is basically, yeah, between like the toilet and the tank and the bowl. So it can be done. All of that caulk is going to just make it harder and take longer to do. And the reason I would lean you towards a new toilet is just because we have this theory the same way with like replacing doors in the home. So when a lot of people ask, can I just replace the door but leave the frame and the trim and everything around it? Well, but if we replace everything and there's this easy install split jam unit, you're paying more for the door, but you're paying like a fourth or an eighth of the labor to put the door in, and the toilet can be the same way. You could have a plumber buy a bunch of parts and work on this toilet for a lot of hours to get it totally put back together, rebuilt, and it's not going to have a great warranty. It's not all new. It's kind of re-put back together new. So it might not last as long as the new toilet, and they may put the new toilet in like 2 hours and work on your old toilet for 4 to 6 hours, and it could almost be the same amount of money sometimes. You know, or if it's not the same amount of money, it's awfully close where you're like, well, replacing it's only $200 or $300 more, but I know everything's brand new and I've got the plumber that's really just so much happier and has so much better response and reliability and everything. He knows that the toilet's going to be good when it's a new one that they've used and they understand and they know how to install it and they know the results they get from it. And you might not always get really great results from that toilet rebuilt. So you could spend time and time again, they could rebuild it, and then you could be looking at an issue 2 years down the road and someone saying, well, we need to fix that, rebuild that. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, when do I get myself to that new toilet?
Yeah, see, I was trying to hold on to it because it's an older toilet, and I've heard such bad things about the water-saving toilets that the pipes get clogged, the water doesn't have not enough water to push everything through, and that's why I kind of am scared.
Yeah. Yep, and that's a lot less of an issue nowadays with these new toilets. I would definitely say, asking the plumber their opinion on the toilet, reading a lot of reviews on the toilets to see what people are saying about them, because they're built way different now and way better, and they flush way better than they used to. So there's, you'll see some of them where they're like, they'll dump a whole bucket of golf balls in there and it'll suck them all down in like half a second. So they've redesigned how the bowls work with less water, and they flush much better now. There's still some out there that, that are cheaper, that aren't going to flush as well. But if you get a good one, it's going to work really well, and it's going to flush just as well as that old one using all of that water. And it is better for the environment, because if everybody did it, we would use a lot less water overall as a society, and we would have less need for more water plants and getting more water and all of that. And we would consume, a lot less water, and it's just better for everything overall. So, but I wouldn't be as scared. Just make sure you read a lot of reviews and you get a good toilet, and it's going to flush really well.
Certain toilets.
That makes sense.
Oh yeah. Do you recommend a certain brand or anything?
Toto is a very good toilet brand. Kohler makes some really good toilets. I've replaced three of my toilets in my house with newer ones, and there's an American Standard toilet that is now Kohler owns it, I believe. But it flushes very well. It's actually my favorite toilet in the house, and it came from Lowe's right off the shelf, and it's a really good, decent toilet. So there's some good ones out there.
Do you recommend the Lowe's plumber or someone else?
I would call an actual plumber. Like we have our own for our projects, but we also use Maplewood Plumbing. I would definitely go to not like just the Lowe's install or whatever. Go to like Maplewood Plumbing or an actual plumbing company to get the toilet put in, because they'll be good licensed plumbers. So, hey, we're totally out of time, Mary. Thanks for the call. Connie, I apologize. Catch up with us next week when we'll be back. So, hey, for everybody out there, be good to each other, be good to your homes, and I will look forward to talking to Connie and everybody else next week.